Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Our limud of halacha every day is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chailish, the refuah shlema b'kor b'sech shal chayli Yisrael. So just continuing a few further points about our wearing fresh clothes during the 9 days. Chaskel, I brushed you off, Hazoi. You asked me that when we change, you asked yesterday that if I'm going to change my shirt 3 times over Shabbos, isn't that a hachona for Motzah Shabbos? So I said to you, I sort of brushed you off, I said, yeah, but he still has hanor from wearing the fresh clothes on the Shabbos. It's a Torah Shabbos, as long as he doesn't say that he's going to deliberately wear these clothes in order to be able to wear them during the week, then it should be mutter. But I saw that I was right, that's the taina, that kiven shagam b'shabbos ne'enem b'beged noki, he enjoys wearing a freshly laundered item of clothing, that for each time he puts it on, he's got hanor. So therefore, it's not a problem. Omnom, b'benish chai, yeah, shom, oise las hazois mishum hachona m'shabbos l'choil. So you've got the benish chai who holds that you're not allowed to do it. I'm not sure if it got to Shabbos and you are stuck, and you're a Sfaradi, and you're going to pass like the Ben Ishchai, and you haven't got any shirts for, let's say, this Shabbos. Yeah, it could be this Shabbos. You've got a whole week ahead of you, and you haven't got a fresh shirt, and you haven't got a laundered shirt. What are you going to do then? But at the moment, according to the Ben Ishchai, you're not going to wear 3 shirts this Shabbos in order that you can think of. And the Mefarshim bring down that's one thing is for sure. One of the poskim brings down for sure that those people who wear coloured shirts or striped shirts or patterned shirts during the week and wear white shirts on Shabbos should not wear their patterned shirts and their striped shirts and coloured shirts on Shabbos, even if you say that I'm allowed to change during the Shabbos in order to prepare for the weekday, providing I don't say anything. Yeah, so if I don't pass like the Ben Ishchai, Afal Bikain, it's very nicker if somebody who normally wears a white shirt on Shabbos walks into shul wearing a pink shirt or a blue shirt or a striped shirt, then it's pretty obvious that he's wearing his weekday shirt on Chol in order to prepare for Shabbos. So that's almost like saying, although you're not over the lav of the Daber Dovo, yeah, actually speaking about it, but nevertheless, you're demonstrating that this is definitely a Chona L'Chol. They said that would be incorrect.
I'm doing Shabbos Chazon.
Yeah, some people do Shabbos Chazon, but that's for a different reason. Yeah, and this year, yeah. Now, the next thing to mention, obviously, is you've got through the Shabbos, you've got through everything, and you still haven't got any unlaundered shirts. You've only got nice, pressed, cleaned, iron-starched shirts available, and you didn't prepare Shabbos, you didn't prepare the week before Cholam, but before the 9 days, then there's the idea of putting the shirt on the floor. Yeah, so it's brought down that if you put the shirt on the floor, kashor echos, like if you put it on the floor for an hour, then it already loses its status. So Mefarshim bring down here that's talking specifically, they bring down B'Shem the Stipler and the whole list, Be'er Moshe, there's a whole list of poskim who say that what the poskim are speaking about, putting it on the floor in order to make it unlaundered, if you like, is talking about a dirt floor. It's talking about a dirty floor, right? A floor which has got dust on it, a floor which has got dirt on it, etc. An earth floor. And if you lie on the floor for an hour, then it really does feel like a second-hand shirt. Masha Enkein, with us, we've got beautiful, clean houses and nice carpets and nice whatever tiles or whatever it is, then we don't have that. And then the minig is that people put it on the floor and they stamp on it, they tread on it. Yeah, if they put it on the floor, you tread it around. Yeah, so it says basically, chochameina baroshai. You know that what you're trying to achieve is that this shirt is not a fresh, laundered, nice shirt that I'm putting on that feels crisp and fresh when I put it on. And if you do that, so if you do something like putting on the floor and trampling on it, even on the carpet, even on the tiles, then you know, with or without shoes, that's up to you, but you know how to make it into an unlaundered beged.
Start with the Torahway Northwest London, Tuesday, Kap Vov Tammuz, 22nd of July, Rabbi Daniel Hulschlitter. Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidius, part 2 of 3. This week's Torah was sponsored by Nishmas Morris Martel Basra Meriful Olea Sholom, and the fourth Yahrzeit, which is tomorrow. Mizchus Hashem Vacholim Bamilchamo, Shechzul Botzem Le Sholom Bim Heiro.
Amen.
Yisborach Shemoi Shalakodish Baruch Hu, that the Zchus of Torah way should bring a Rufu Shalema Ben Mahera La Yosef Tov Ben Chela Yerotzen Imrei Fiva Hegyo and Libi Lefonecho Adoy Noi Tzori V'Goy Ali. You may be wondering why I mentioned this Yisborach Shemoi Shalakodish Baruch Hu. The Pele Yaitz brings down B'Shem Zayar, an interesting Chazal. Kol Misha Mevorech HaKodesh Baruch Hu Techila Berchoso Miskayemes V'Kol Misha Einam Mevorech HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Techila Ein Berchoso Miskayemes. Someone who blesses HaKodesh Baruch Hu first, before you give the bracha, then the bracha will be miskayem. But if you don't bless the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then the bracha won't be miskayem. Klal Yisrael have the koch of bracha, but you have to bless the Rebbeinu Shel Olam first. Where does this come from? Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem in Bereshis, he said, Baruch Avraham Lekele Elyon. And he lost the kahuna because he said, Baruch Avraham, he was blessed Avraham before blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you want a bracha to be miskayim, you always Mavarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kedem. In fact, Rav Nochum Pesovitz, Zatzal, he was very makbid when people say L'chaim, this is Agav the Shihir, it's very important. He says, people get it wrong. They say L'chaim, they give a bracha L'chaim, and then they say, Baruch HaTorayim Shakol Niyabivar, and then they drink the mashka. That means the Mavarach Yena before the Vest Burnish Leilam. So Rav Nochum would say that the way to say L'chaim, you go to a simcha, you're not in a meal, you go to a simcha. What do? You say, Baruch Atah Hashem Legim Lecham Shachol Nieb Devoro. You take a bit of the drinks, it's not Baruch Atah, and after you Mavarach L'Shachol, then you say L'chaim. That's the proper way to bless someone. Very important. So, Rabbi Sari mentioned last, the end of last year, there's a difference between L'Sitar, bearing a grudge, you're not allowed to bear a grudge, which is the negative. If someone hits me or insults me, I'm not allowed to bear a grudge. And the mitzvah of Akoras HaTov, where someone does something good to me, I should have Akoras HaTov to him. So he explained the shame, the chinuch and the Pele Yaitz, that what's the inyan of not bearing a grudge? The inyan is because if you think someone caused your pain, then it wasn't Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then api keiris. It's a din in emuna. So what's the difference between lo sitar of bearing a grudge, you're not allowed to bear a grudge, and when someone does something good to you, gives you a lift in the car, you should say thank you and feel indebted towards him. Why? What's the difference between the good and the bad? The good also came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we said, the Yesod Rav Zev Lev, that there's something called the absolute truth, and there's the relative truth. Avelus, for example, is the relative truth, because really everything's good. The Shechinah being in the Mokam HaMikdash in one place is the relative truth, because in the absolute truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Right? The sun setting in the west, the sun doesn't really set in the west according to the absolute truth. The earth is revolving on its axis and going around the sun. But the relative truth, the Torah tells us, look at the relative truth. And with that we answered the difference between Lo Sitar and Hakaras HaTov. When it comes to someone doing something bad to you, so you look at the absolute truth. It was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bear no grudge. And when someone does something good to you, so then you look at the relative truth. It's like Avelus, which really is good, the absolute truth, but the Torah says that the guy's lost his father, he should be Misabel. So the relative truth is that when someone gives you a lift, you should say thank you. And what's the reason? What's the toeles? In order that you should be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar we learned, Kol Mishe Kofa B'Tovoso Shel Chaveiro Sofa Kofa B'Tovoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Indian Karas HaTov. I have to tell you a story, which I would not have believed had it not been said about Rav Gershon Edelstein, that's all. When Rav Gershon was Nifta, I heard this story a number of times in the Hespedim. And this, does a human being, how does a yid go about this yisod in his daily life? So listen to this. You won't believe this, but it's true. I heard this from a number of times from Gedolei Yisrael. We're going back like 70 years ago, 80 years ago, when Rav Gershon Edelstein got married. He was a young Avreich, he was a Ram in Yeshivas Ponovich. And he wasn't very wealthy, of course. He lived in Bnei Brak. And on the night of his chasna, after his chasna, he takes his kala to the dira in Bnei Brak where he's going to be staying. And he meets the balabais in the dira, 1:30 in the morning. After the chasna, there's no one left. His colors in the white dress, and he brings her home. Brings her home to the dira. And the bala dira shows him the small dira. He says, this is the lounge. And this is the kitchen. And enjoy. Says Rav Gershon, where's the bathroom? So the bala dira says to him, the bathroom, takes out the shtar. He says, it doesn't say in the shtar that you get a bathroom. If you want the bathroom, it's another $50. So Rav Gershon says, what? He says, yeah, the bathroom, $50. It doesn't say it in the contract. So Rav Gershon says, well, I've just got married. I don't have any money on me. So I'll pay you next week. He says, no. No money, no bathroom. He says, I just got married. So he says, no money, no bathroom. Okay? It was a true story. It's actually happened. So Rav Gershon shrugs his shoulders. He says, well, I don't have the money. I'll pay you next week. No. So he goes down. He takes his wife downstairs. And he says, at 1:45 in the morning, the night he got married, and he tells his kala, you wait here by the wall, outside, and Mitz Hashem, I'll find a pitaron. I'm not going to schlep you around the Bnei Brak. Stay here. So he leaves his kala outside the deer on the street, in Bnei Brak, and Rav Gershon Edelstein goes walking, the chosen, to try and find the deer at 1:45 in the morning. And he bumps into two people who are at the chasna, whatever. He says, Gershon, that was quick. Where's your color? So Gershon says, listen, I didn't have the money. The guy, there's a problem with the dira. I need a dira desperately. So one of the chaverim, he says, Gershon, you're siyata dishmaya b'mazel. I have a friend. He's got three diras. He's up now. Don't worry. Come with me. We'll knock on his door. I know one of them definitely is free. You'll be sorted. But quickly, within minutes, just after he walks around the corner, he meets these two guys. They take him up the baladira. Oh, Rav Gershon, don't worry, you can pay me in 2 weeks' time. Have the dira, here's the key, this is the address. Quick, get your color. Oh. Rav Gershon runs down. The whole sipur's over in a few minutes. He comes back, his color's waiting in the white dress in the street, takes the color. No, you've got a new dira. Baruch Hashem. Abayisai, this is unbelievable. So what happens is, a year later, Barach, Rav Gershon has a baby girl, I think what else, makes a kiddush, and in walks this guy, Rav Gershon, no one knows who he is, Rav Gershon, oh, sits him at the top table, how are you, no one knows who this man is. And then it happens, another year later, at the Bris, at the Shalom Zachar, every time Rav Gershon makes a simcha, and he's a Ramin Ponovich, he makes a simcha, this guest of honor comes in. No one knows who the guest of honor is. So, after about 10 years, the bar mitzvah, Rav Gershon's son, after about 10 years, the guy comes in, and someone in the family realizes who this guy is. And he tells the family, he says, this is the lunatic who wouldn't give Rav Gershon the bathroom when he rented the dira on the night of his chasna. So, of course, the family come after he's gone, they go to Rav Gershon, they say, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu. So, So, Lo Sitar, you didn't bear a grudge against this guy, against this Meshiganah. But what's the for 10 years, the covered, oh, you've come in, oh, sit down, you machabit, where's the covered come into this? So Rav Gershon, b'chol haratzinut, as kedai to remember this story, Rav Gershon looked at the family in Tamir in amazement, and he said, I don't understand. I don't understand the question. He said, for 2 months before I got married, this baladira, this man, he agreed to rent me his dira. He gave me menuchas hanefesh for 2 months of getting married. I had everything on my head. I found, Baruch Hashem, I found a dira. For 2 months, he gave me he was the conduit, he was the shliach. He gave me the menuchas hanefesh, I've got a dira. So I don't know, my cross atov. Oh, you got a kasha about the problem, what happened in the night, that was the brin shleila. The fact that the night of my chasna, I had to go looking for a new dira. Hakom yishomayim, hakom kodesh baruch hu. What's that, my kasha, what's it got to do with him? That is how a human being juggles lay sitar with akoras atayf. It's mind-blowing. I'm not saying we're on the darga Oh, but that's the campus where we have to go to. I mean, this is a real story actually happening. So, Rabbi Sai, we're heading towards Tisha B'Av. There's a, one of the mitzvahs to me is Lo Sasur Acharei Levavachem V'Acharei Nechem. So, there's a, by the way, before we depart from this Indian of Lo Sitar, by Goyim, by the Sona Yisrael, is Mutar Linkoim. This, about the absolute truth, is when a Yid does an Avla Chasu Chalil to another Yid. So there's a, it's an Indian of Lo Sitar. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu does a chesed when it comes to the Sonei Yisrael doing an Avla Chasvo Chalila to the Yidden. Like in Purim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them Linkoim Neged Oyveihem. There a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I allow you to look at the relative truth and be Neikem against the Sonei Yisrael. At the Yam Suf, they saw Kaiferes, Kakash, right? They had the worst Mitzrayim, they were thrown around like Kash. It wasn't only to show the justice of Mishpat, it was a Nekama. And that's what happened by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Linkei Neged Oyveihem, says in the Megillah, right? The notion of Nekama. So by Goyim, yeah, you can look at the relative truth, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them, it's a Simcha Klal Yisrael. Okay. So Lo Sasur Acharei Levavachem V'Acharei Nechem. There's a Rashi in Kiddushin. It's we have a Gemara Kiddushin here.
Yeah. Behind you.
Behind me. There's a Rashi in Kiddushin. I can't see. I can't see one here.
Shop above, shop below.
I think all the Kiddushins are. No. Found one. Sorry. Is it Rashi in Kiddushin Lamed Tes Amud Beis? Rabbi Sai, one of the most important, fantastic Rashis in Shas. Not that I've learned Shas, but from what I've heard in the last 35 years, this absolutely blew me away. So there's a mitzvah Lo Sasur Acharei Levavachem V'Acharei Nechem. The Pele Yait says that when a Yid's walking down the road, and there's a Riya Asura. He sees once, that's not the Avera. The Avera is the second time to look. And he doesn't look at that time. What's going on in Shomayim? He brings B'Shem the Zayar. When a Yid averts his eyes from a Riya Asura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu points at him from Shomayim, in front of Kol Famal Yishomaylo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hodein Didi, he is one of mine. Lo pochos, mizeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu points, Hodein didi. He's one of mine. I ask you a question. Can you imagine the Kiddush Hashem with the covered in Shomayim? For 1 second, the guy averts his eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, he's one of mine. But this Yid, it doesn't say which Yid we're talking about. This Yid might have looked 100 times. He might have failed in the soil. Yet, that's not a stira. Because at the time he does the mitzvah and he looks away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Hodein Didi. There was a mitzvah with the Steigler, Zatzal. There was a bach who learned with one of the mashgichim in Bnei Brak. And one day the mashgiach comes to learn with him, and this bach is sabrochen. He's totally broken. He's depressed, broken. So the mashgiach says, "No, what?" He said, "Nah." And the next day he's also broken. So the mashgiach says, "Tell me what happened. What's going on?" He says, "I'll tell you what happened." He said, "I had an appointment in Tel Aviv. I had to go there for a matter. I had to get signed or something. And I was convinced I'm going to get on the bus and I'm going to be misgaber on Riyasa 9 on the Nisayan. And I'll tell you, I failed. I failed. I failed miserably. And I'm sabrochen. And I don't see anywhere out. I tried again and again and again. And I'm sabrochen. And I failed." Well, that's the reason why I'm sabrochen. So the mashgiach took him to the stipler Zatzah. He said, "Let's see what the stipler says about your predicament." So he sat in front of the stipler and brought down the sforim. I have to find exactly where it was. I've heard this a number of times in the last few years. So he told the stipend what had happened with his bond. So the stipend said as follows. He says, for every re'iyah surah, you'll give him the cheshbon. Unless you do teshuva, you'll have to do teshuva. But let me tell you this. And the stipend repeated himself three times. He says, Teda, you have to know and you have to realize. He, I said to him, did you avert your eyes once? And the Bokhar says, yeah, in the battle I averted my eyes once. More than once. So the stipend says, you have to realize that at the second you averted your eyes and you did that mitzvah, you are moshach upon yourself the kedushah, mamish, mamish, mamish. The stipler repeated himself three times and said the word mamish three times. You brought on yourself mamish, 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 the kedushah of Yosef, hatzadik ben Yisyona. And don't think any less of that. That is what's going on when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hodein didi. There's a separate question, how many times you failed in a soil. But one time you look away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hodein didi, he's one of mine. What could be a greater covered? A greater covered than that. So I'll ask you a question. How can it be you have a guy who's not Yosef HaTzadik, he's not the world's greatest tzadik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say hodein didi when he passes in a soil once? One time. So I'll give you a moshul. There was once a little kid, Shuli, we call him Shuli, he was in Cheder. And in Cheder, he was in Gan. In Gan, they made cupcakes. That day they made cupcakes. And this little Shuli, he knew that the next day was his father's birthday. So all the children, after the cupcakes came out of the oven, they're all sitting there. And they all eat the cupcake. And the teacher goes over to Shuli and says, why aren't you eating your cupcake? And Shuli says, because tomorrow's my father's birthday and I'm saving the cupcake as a present for my father, for a happy birthday. No, the gun at it. The teacher says, wow, that's a lovely sentiment. We'll give you a plastic bag. You can take it home. You give it to him. The next day, Shuli, he's not so happy. And his mummy asks him, "Nu Shuli, why are you crying?" And Shuli says, "I saved the cupcake for daddy for his birthday." So where's the cupcake, says the mummy. And he takes the cupcake out of his pocket in the plastic bag, and there's a big bite taken out the front of the cupcake. And he says to his mummy, how can I give daddy this cupcake? It's a big bite. I took a bite. I couldn't help myself. Everyone was sitting there eating, enjoying it, and I'm saving it for daddy, and it smelled so good, I took a bite. I couldn't help myself. I took a bite. So the mummy smiles. She says, Shuli, don't worry. You watch what happens when we give this present to daddy. Daddy comes home from work. And mommy says, Shruti's got a surprise for you. What's the surprise? He made a cupcake. And while all the children ate the cupcake, he saved his cupcake for you, daddy. Daddy says, oh, let's see the cupcake. They take it out. And the father lifts up the cupcake. There's a big bite taken out the front of the cupcake. What's the reaction of the father? With tears in his eyes, the father kisses Shruti. And he says to him, he says, Shuli, if there was no bite taken out of the cupcake, I don't know that you like the cupcake. Maybe you don't like cupcakes. But the fact that you couldn't resist and you took a bite, that shows me how much this cupcake meant to you. And that shows me how much the gift is. Because you gave your cupcake. Yeah, you took a bite. Hodein didi. It doesn't matter if a person's done. Of course it matters. Cyprus says, Div the cheshbon. You can do teshuva. But it doesn't matter on the past. Klape biyachas to that mitzvah of hodein didi. That mitzvah of averting your eyes once is like lomis. Mamish, mamish, mamish. Kedushoso shal Yosef hatzadik ben Yisyona. In this day and age, Rabbi Sai, this day and age, we have this opportunity left, right, and center. I heard from Rav David Pavarsky 35 years ago. Talmud Rav Chaim Wasserman, Rav David Pavarsky. Rosh Yeshiva Ponovich. Didn't hear many shmuzim from him. I was in Ponovich. But I remember this crystal clear. Rav David said he said, I was quite shocked. And he said, you know, when a person has an Isoyan and he doesn't have Eira, Rahman al-Islam, doesn't have Eira, he says, you know, the Sotan, the Yetzirah, is not after the Aveira, that small change. What is the Sotan trying to do when a person doesn't have Eira? Rav David says, you know what the Sotan's trying to do? He's not after the Aveira, he's after the where you are, the mats of where you are, the darga you've fallen to after the Aveira. The Aveira itself is small change, and you may do teshuva for the Aveira. And then what's the achieved? You've done teshuva. And if you do teshuva mi'avo, you've turned the Aveira into a mitzvah. But what's he really after? The Sultan's after, where are you now? You're going to give up, you're mi'yayish, you're depressed, you can't cope, you can't pass this design, it's too big for you. That's what the Sultan's after. Tzadik yipol shevo v'kom. No matter how many times a yid falls, the kom, you get up again. That's the godless of a yid. A person can do teshuva, and a person can steig, and eventually a Kodesh Baruch will show him, you will have siyata d'ishmaya to be a tzaddik. Wait, so listen to this. In the Bein HaMatzorim, there's a Gemara in Gittin. Everyone knows the Gemara. Aspasinus Kezar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went out to meet him. The Bar Yonim had sealed off Yerushalayim. And they couldn't get out. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai couldn't get out to make shalom with the Caesar, the Roman Caesar. The Jewish Bar Yonim wouldn't let him. So he arranged a whole shtick, and he got his Talmidim to. They said he was made a chroz that he had died, and they took him out in a coffin with his two Talmidim. And they smuggled out Rabbi Yochanan to the Kezar. And it's very interesting what happened. Oh, why is no one reminded me about the Rashi in Kiddushin, which I said one of the most amazing Rashis there is. Before we go to Gittin, listen to this Rashi. Rashi, Daf, Lambert Tess on the base, talks about this Inyan, about not doing an Aveira. You know, it was a Rav Fox from Dayton, Ohio. He was a tremendous Marbitz Teira for the Matzav in Dayton, Ohio in the 1950s, says Rav Elfmein Rebbe. He said, he once said, a Yid to succeed needs two things. He needs a lot of willpower, and he also needs a lot of won't power, W-O-N-T. You need willpower and won't power. What's the won't power? Listen to this Rashi. It's talking about the sugi of a person who doesn't do an Aveira. Rashi diva maska hosom shabod devar aveira liyoda. Someone could do an Aveira. Hahu yoshev lo va'ov ar Aveira. Deka om anotel ascha ba'aveira shabod liyoda. The kofa yitzra, someone who's kofa his yitzara. Velo ovar, you had an opportunity to do an aveira and you didn't. What does Rashi say? Ba'aveira shebal yodah the kofa yitzra velo ovar ein mitzvah yesera mizu. There is no mitzvah more than this. I didn't do it. Ein mitzvah yesera mizu. There is no mitzvah more than this. Don't say gedolah, don't say yofa. He says, ein mitzvah yesera mizu. In yeser ha-mitzvahs, in yesera ha-mitzvahs, there is no mitzvah yesera mizu that you didn't do the aveira. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, hodein didi, he's one of mine. Forget, don't talk to me about the past. We'll do, that's a cheshbon, he's going to do teshuva. He'll do teshuva me'avah. Oh, but right now, hodein didi. Like the Stipler says, Mamish, I don't care what you've done. Because at the time you beat your Yetzirah, your Moshech on you, the Kedusha, Mamish of Yosef HaTzadik, then it's going to. So coming back to the Gemara in Gittin. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai comes out, and he meets Aspasinus Kezar. Says the Gemara, Nun Vav Gittin. Omar, Shalom Aleichem Malka, Shalom Aleichem Malka. Shalom Aleichem King, Shalom Aleichem King. So everyone knows, what did the Kezar answer back? Omar Mischayeves Terei Ketola, Yochayev Misa twice. Chada, the love Malka Ano, the Kokoris Li Malka. Number one, I'm not a king, I'm only the Kezar. And you called me king, so you're over treason. Chayev Misa. The Su, furthermore, Imalka Ano, if I am a king, Ado Idma Milo Osis Ligaboy. If I was a king, according to you, so where have you been until now? It's been years. There's been a siege. Why haven't you come earlier? Okay, so he answers back, and there's all Shakla Vatari there. So he comes to Aspasinus Kezan and says, Shalom Aleichem Malka, Shalom Aleichem King, Shalom Aleichem King. And the reaction is, Yochayev Misa twice. And the Gemara thinks it's important to tell us what the king, what the Kezar's reaction is. Yochayev Misa twice. Why? The Chochmah of this guy. The Gemara thinks it's important. And the Gemara says, he answered back and said, Yochayev Misa twice. Number one, I'm not a king, and you call me a king, so you're treason. That's Misa number one. And Misa number two, if I'm a king, where have you been until now? I have a question. Why is this Chayev Misa twice? L'cha'ira, this is Chayev Misa Mamon of Shoch once. Number one, I'm not a king, you call me king, so you're Chayev Misa. And if I am a king, so you're not Chayev the first Misa, so you're only Chayev Misa because where have you been until now? The chutzpah, where have you been until now? So why does Aspasinus can't add up? Why does Aspasinus Kezar, and the Gemara is quoting him, say, you're Chayev Misa twice? He's not Chayev Misa twice. It's Memonoshoch, you're Chayev Misa. Whether I'm a king, whether I'm not a king, Memonoshoch, you're Chayev Misa. Right? That's my question. Listen to this answer. So why is Yechayev Misa twice? How many times did he say Shalom Aleichem?
Twice.
Oh, he said twice Shalom Aleichem Malka. Very interesting. You know what the Gemara is saying here? He's Yechayev Misa twice because he said Shalom Aleichem Malka, and you're not a king. It's a treason. But you know what? He said it again. He said Shalom Aleichem Malka a second time. Yechayev Misa again. Because every second is a separate cheshbon. L'ra or l'tayv. So Mamon of Shoch, he's chayev misa twice. Again, he says, Shalom Aleichem Malka, Shalom Aleichem Kim, Shalom Aleichem Kim. So he's chayev did treason twice. He called him a king when he's not a king. And if he's not a king, how dare you say Shalom Aleichem and not be, where have you been until now? And you know what, he said it again. You said Shalom Aleichem. So you chayev misa each time you said Shalom Aleichem. Okay, that's Pshat in the Gemara. So he's chayev misa twice. Why do I tell you this? Vilna Gaon, he was once in prison with the town Apikiris, a Rosha, and they were given an apple in the prison. So Vilna Gaon takes his part of the apple and he makes a brocha, and this guy just starts eating the apple. So the Gaon says to him, where's your brocha? He says, I'm the town Apikiris, you know me, I don't make brochas. The Vilna Gaon said, you made a mistake. You might be the town Apikiris. You might be Machalos Shabbos on Elchi Trefus, and you don't meet brochas. But in Shomayim, they don't give you a green card. You're the town Rosha. They're going to say, where was your brocha for this apple? Because every second is a separate cheshbon. It's a naya cheshbon. Shalom Aleichem Malka, Shalom Aleichem Malka. That's Linyan Ra. Every second is a separate cheshbon. Linyan Toiv. It doesn't matter who you are. Rabbeisai, when you avert your eyes, at that time, no matter who you are, if you are a Yid, the Rabbeinu Shleilam says, Hodein Didi, he's one of mine. Shkeach.
We had a similar thing. We...